Blog Talk Radio.
That was Pastor coming to do our anniversary on last Friday night, and we got word that he had to rush his mother to the hospital, and he could not be there. And then later on we learned that his mother died, and we certainly are praying for him. And for all of you on the prayer line, my prayer is that the Lord would bless you real good and that he would give you a multitudinous miracle in your life. May God bless all of you. I want to pray for you. Prayer does change things. And let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, greatest privilege of my life is just to come to you and talk to you. Kind of learned that from the experiences that you've given to me through my mother, how it's so precious that I hear her voice, and how she has been such a blessing to me. It just made me think of you. What I am, you made me who I am. You made me. What I have, you gave me. What I know, you taught me. Where I come from, you brought me. And so I approach you very reverently and gingerly because I know that you are the only true, living God. I just appreciate you. So many things you've done for this prayer line. And all I can say is much obliged. So I thank you so much. And all we can do is offer our lives to you. And I offer my life to you that you might take it and do what you want to do with it. Thank you for allowing me to live and to do some things for you. Now, I want to ask you something. Would you look on these precious people? They've gotten up for you all across the country, and they want to praise you, and they want to tell you thank you. Would you receive it, Lord, and would you bountifully bless every person who has made the sacrifice? Oh, you inhabit the praises of your people. So I'm asking you if you went to move into that room, Lord. I know it's, most people won't even know you're there because the disciples were there after Jesus died on the cross and rose. And before they knew it, he had come through the wall. And he was there among them. And I'm asking you, just move into all of the rooms and give them a sign to know that you're in the room and let them feel your presence in the name of Jesus. And I know you're busy, so you wouldn't move into the room unless you were coming to do something for them. No telling what you might do because you are God. Somebody needs a heavy burden lift. You can lift that. Somebody needs to be healed. You can heal. Somebody needs a financial blessing. You can do it, Lord. Somebody needs you to make a way. You can make a way out of no way. And so we graciously come to you and say thank you. Much obliged. Bless the people on this line. I'm praying for them specifically. Bless them. Help them, Lord. Honor them. I pray that you bless their home, bless their family, bless their going out and their coming in. Bless them as they travel during this season of traveling. And I pray that you bless their children as they return back to school. Lift the heavy burden off of them. Lighten the heavy load. Give them great health and great strength. And then give them miracles on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying. As you said, Lord Jesus, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it. I'm asking you all of these things that I prayed in this prayer in your name. And I know that it's done because you have never lied. And thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And it is for the glory of God. So we praise you. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless all of you on the prayer line today. We welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. Thank you for coming. And my God, get your praise report ready today. He inhabits the praises of his people. So he'll be here. Want to hear what you remember about what he did for you. Did he do something for you and you remembered it? Thank you so much for doing so. He'll inhabit that. He'll be there to hear you talk about what he did for you. Yeah. And before we do it, let's give him some praise and some thanks and some glories and some hallelujahs. Whatever your delight is, why don't you help me give him some praise? When I say praise check, that's your time to come in. All right. Y'all ready? You ready? Praise check. Let's praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, because I feel your presence in the room. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless your holy name.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. And we love you and appreciate all of you. I want to invite you here on the 17th of September. Just having a sacrificial day for the Lord. Amen. Asking people. Basically just asking people to make him your priority and come here and let's join hands together and praise him, and let's join hands together and pray. Don't do it like a lot of people are doing it nowadays and say, well, I'm going to look at it on TV, I'm going to do this, da, da, da. See, that's why we are losing the battle. May I be so bold as to say, many of us talk about the gays and the lesbians, but one thing you can't not say about them is that they're divided. No, they're not divided. They came together and marched on the White House, and now they're getting basically everything they want because they are together. They stand together. It's just, you might say, many times the Christians who won't stand together. Yeah. We'll fight about everything and anything. But together we stand, and divided we fall. We have to stand together. And so I'm inviting you all to come together on the 17th of September. Come here to Kansas City, right in the center of the nation. Many of you can drive here, amen, and get back home for your Sunday. Or you can stay over. We'll have a hotel for you at the Hilton. Yeah, and we'll be giving you a number for that. But you can stay over and be in Amazing Grace if you want to on Sunday morning, or go back home for your service. I'm not trying to get you to do that unless you desire to do so. But I do want you to come here for one night on the 17th. And God told me to ask you to come. And I'm just doing what he asked me. Already told me to do, and I just don't want to go to him and say I didn't obey him, I didn't do what he said. So if you'd like to come, it's up to you. But it's a sacrificial day for the Lord. What do you mean a sacrificial day? It's a time that you demonstrate that he's more important to you than anything else. And you say, well, I got this, I got that. Well, all right. It's a sacrificial day. For the Lord, you know, everything you have, he gave you. You wouldn't have this, I got this, I got that. You wouldn't have it if it wasn't him. And he asked me to call you together. Yeah. Actually, he told me to call you together, so I'm obeying him. And that's up to you. I just don't want to go to him and have him saying to me, why didn't you do it? I did it, Lord. I asked him. And I'm putting it in your court. God bless you. Well, I got that such and so and so, and I've had this such and so. That's fine. You know, I just ask you. I just did what the Lord asked me. Nobody to do. So God bless you. Must be a reason for it. Must be. And then somebody said, well, you know, that's a busy time. Oh, yeah, everybody's busy. Every time of the year is a busy time. Every day is a busy time. And the Lord said, ask him to make a sacrifice for me. And I've done it. God bless you. We want to have some praise reports this morning. And you still have a praise report, get it ready because this inspires people worldwide. Amen. I want to just say to you in India and Africa and Sweden and all in Germany and Poland and Russia and all over there, I may not call your nation or your country, but please know that I mean you and all of you all over the world. I just want you to know the Lord loves you, and he is mindful of your situation, and he will come to your rescue regardless of where you are. He will rescue. All right, just give him time, the Lord. If the Lord promised you something, he told me to tell you, if it has not come to pass yet, it's on the way. So just hold tight, amen, and be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you're going to reap the blessing. It's coming. Just don't faint. And I'm saying this because so many people are throwing in the towel around the country. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time to grab 2 or 3, 4 or 5, 10 towels and hold on to them. Do more for the Lord is what I'm saying. God bless you. All right, who has a praise report? And then after your praise report, would you ask for other praise reports? Who would do that? If I have a willing worker, as they used to say in the old church, we want willing workers. Who would do that? Give a praise report and then get your praise. Ask for other praise reports. Who would do that? Do I have one? The line is open to you. Anybody?
Amen, Chief Ambassador. Since no one will volunteer, this is Ambassador-elect Darden from Michigan, area code 6, and I volunteer.
I want to put this down. Ambassador-elect Darden, I don't think I've ever, I don't remember ever having a man to volunteer. Amen. We want to remember this is history on this line. Amen. So I certainly welcome you to do that. And I'm just smiling. All right. It's in your hands.
Sir, I'm not a trendsetter or anything else. I'm just a willing worker.
All right. God bless you. Go ahead. Give us your praise report and ask for others.
Well, number one is I'm just happy that the Lord gave me the strength to get up this morning and gave me the will to do it. This praise report. I've heard all the people get on the line, tell of the goodness of the Lord. Now, I say, me knowing me, he couldn't have done anything more in my life than to give me the opportunity and, you know, just the willingness to represent him. So that right there is enough. He gave me breath, a reasonable portion of strength, and a beautiful family. So I can't ask for too much more. So anyone that thinks that the Lord hasn't done anything for them, they can sit back and be quiet. But he's done a lot for me, and he's done a lot for you. Excuse me. I ask anyone that would like to just jump in, give a report. So the line is open.
The line is open to you. Come on.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616, and I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank God for yet being in the land of the living. I have a sore throat, but God is good in spite of the sore throat. God supplies all my needs, and I'm just so glad to be alive, so glad to be here, so glad to be on the prayer line, and the prayer line is such an inspiration to me. And to others. And I'm just desiring the prayers of the saints. I just want to run on and see what the end is going to be. Thank you.
Come back in there, Brother Darden.
Amen. Will there be another? And we thank him. That's prior to a good friend.
This is Ambassador McPeterson. Says, you know, to God. And to Ambassador Johnson. I thank you, praise God, for another day, another opportunity. Only yesterday, the Lord blessed out of almost had an accident. And God stepped in. And I thank him, praise him. Because if I had been in an accident, I don't know where I would have been today. So I thank and praise God because he's a good God. He's always on time. I thank and praise him. My body's still from wrestling with the car. And I thank God that he allowed me to not to have an accident.
Oh. Beautiful. All right. Go ahead, Brother Darden. Keep going.
Please, let there be another. I know there's more than two of us out here that the Lord has done something for.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby from the state of Illinois, area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, how the Lord came into my life and saved me, and I never had a mind to look back. I thank him for all of his goodness. I thank him for love and joy and peace, and I thank him for his healing power. I want to say in 2013, we came home from church one Sunday, and my son had a real bad, we knew he was a diabetic, so he was acting a little strange, and did all the tests, and then he was still acting strange, so we took him to the nearest hospital, and they had to cut his clothes off. He had a real bad seizure, and really, he stopped, they lost him for a while. And we were just in the waiting room. We didn't know what had happened. But anyway, they let us know that God had blessed him and he had to go on the machine, the breathing machine, and God brought him back. And then in 2014, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God healed her from that, took her through the surgery. When she came home from work, she said, Mom, I got a headache. And I was, I was going to fill in on what had happened while she was at work, because my sister had been in the hospital, and she had been by to see her that night, and I was going to let her know my sister was coming home. She said, but I got such a headache. And she laid on the floor. I put blessed oil on her, and her head was still. So I got the paramedics, and they airlifted her to the University of Chicago Hospital, and they did surgery the next day. She had an aneurysm, and God blessed her. And she's back to herself now. And I just thank and praise. God has been so good. I just didn't sometimes say, which testimony should I tell? Because God has done so much for me. He healed my body from acid reflux. He's just done so many great things. He supplies all of my needs. I want to say I worked for one company 30 years, and I've been retired 32 years. And I tell them I get a small pension, but it has never been late. And God supplies all of my needs. Sometimes it don't be right just when I'm thinking, but it's always on time. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. It's such an uplifting thing to me. And I just enjoy being on the line with all of the people of God. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Saints, are you going to tell me she have all those testimonies and you don't have one? Come on. Somebody jump in right now, please.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Tracy in Mississippi. I want to tell you all such a wonderful, wonderful, oh, God, I thank God for my bishop and 6 years, God, God for what he done for me. Tell me, and down in my book to visit. But I don't know why it's working. I know there's no services to spread in this area. But God has allowed me to have one
You're breaking up, Dr. Lacey. You're breaking up.
I made a safe arrival here to down to my road. And I find it my sister in the best of order, but God enabled us to get here. And I want to thank the prayer line so much for your prayers Hallelujah. I want to thank you for your prayers, honor to our national, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, and Lady Betty. I want to thank the whole prayer line. Thank you for praying for me.
Amen. Amen. Do we have a man out there? Any man? If he don't jump in, anyone just jump in and give a praise report. We don't want to prolong the time.
We got time for about four more praise reports. Amen. Somebody who got an exciting praise report, come on, y'all.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indiana.
All right.
Thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I have to go to the dentist this morning. I'm on my way to Anderson, Indiana. So y'all pray for me, but God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
Amen. Amen. Now, that was a brief but to the point praise report. She's just praising the Lord. Now, I ask anyone that can just, you can get up and just say that the Lord woke you this morning. That right there is a praise to God because he didn't have to do it. So please, someone say something.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man of God, this is Ambassador Stiff all the way from Arkansas. I just want to say, God, I love you this morning. And that's straight to the point. But I have so much I can thank him for. I always have a praise in my belly. Some of you might get up at 10 minutes to 6, but I'm up at 4, giving God the glory. So I'm already charged. I'm already fired up. I already have my war clothes on because I know the devil don't like what I'm going to do to him today. In the name of Jesus, God bless all of you. Thank you, 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 hallelujah.
Glory, that was electrifying right there. So anyone, you don't have to be that, you know, excited about it. When I met Ambassador Stitt, she was like that. And every time I hear her, she's on fire. So, you know, anybody, you know, just come on, just, you don't have to rouse.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina from Kansas City, and I just want to thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see another opportunity to get it right with him. My praise report is, among others, on Sunday morning, I got up to go out and get ready for church, and my car would not start. I thought it was the battery, so I walked around the parking lot for about a half hour trying to get someone to jump me. It was passing First Lady's anniversary. I was trying to get to church early, but the car wouldn't start. I called around trying to get rides, and finally I got someone to come and get me. But on Monday and Tuesday, I had someone look at the car, and they say, well, it's this, it's that. It's not your alternator. It's a loose wire. It's not this. It's the starter. But I praise God that one of my neighbor's coworkers was a mechanic, and he came out and looked at my car. He says, I think it's the starter. But you know what? Your car isn't even 3 years old yet. It should still be under warranty. And I got to thinking, I was like, well, I know they were calling me, telling me to renew the warranty when I wasn't working, and I didn't do it. But praise God, I came out and looked in my car, and I found my warranty. So I called back to Virginia to the dealership, and he said, Ms. Hodges, call that number on that warranty. God is so good. When I called the number, the lady answered the phone. She said, Ms. Hodges, you got the premium plan from bumper to bumper. What is the mileage on your car? She said, if it's under 60,000, it's covered. I came outside and looked at the mileage and saying the miles on my car were 59,898 miles. I could only say thank you, thank you, thank you, because had I driven my car to church that Sunday and then to work that Monday, I would have been over. But I thank God everything was covered. They put the starter on. There were two parts that had been recalled. They fixed those. They towed it. And I just you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I just say thank you, God, because being stranded and dependent on others is no fun. God bless you, but hallelujah, I'm on the road again. To God be the glory.
Thank God. Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead. Go ahead. I heard somebody else. Go ahead.
Good morning. Go ahead. Brother Darden, go ahead.
Hey, man. Are you there? Anyone there? We have time for one or two more.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Mm-hmm. 816, I thought I had heard someone else. This is Charlotte Gray, Ambassador-elect, chiming in. Whew, thank God, Gina. I am just thanking the Lord that something just sets on fire inside of me when something happens, and you know you can't do nothing about it but trust the Lord. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything happens for a reason. It's all to the glory of God. I just thank God. I've taken a couple tests, a couple assessments for three different jobs, and I just thank God because I am still yet on the battlefield. I am holding up the bloodstained banner for Christ. Thank you, Jesus, because I now understand the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory of God. Rejection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is in his perfect way. Everything is blueprinted out. It's already written, and we do win at the end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you hold out on us for a reason. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Even when we try to go across the line, the Holy Ghost is saying, no, 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 no. There is a reason for this season. Thank you, God, for the journey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a mind to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of God. Lord, I thank you because you have taught me on this journey to let me lead, let me follow, God, as you lead. Thank you, Jesus. I am teaching my children at a young age everything, everything, everything happens for a reason. Everything.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that you will take us down to lift, lift, lift. I remember Ambassador G. Up, 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 up. Hallelujah. Up, up, up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I remember that testimony. Up, 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 up. But, Lord, I am willing to go lower, God, to be lifted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to do a work in me, God. God bless y'all. It is a fabulous Friday. Have a good day.
Amen. We don't want to hold anyone or let them sit on their testimony. So we ask if there be one more. If not, I'll turn you back into the hands of our chief ambassador.
All right. Is there one more? All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Brother Darden. You did a wonderful job. And, my God, we got to note this today. Isn't it wonderful that our men, somebody, we made that prayer unto the Lord that God would bring more men on, and he's begun to do so. Did y'all recognize that? Don't fail to recognize what the Lord is doing. It's so very, very important that you have your eyes open and that you recognize what God is doing, amen, in your life and the life of others around you. I remind you that Job didn't get to heaven. And Job didn't get delivered until he recognized that it's important to remember his friends around him. Amen. God bless you. All right, let's get some prayers today and some prayer requests. The prayer request first and then some prayers. Is there anybody, a willing worker on the line, who would like to take the prayers today and take the prayer request today and then get some prayers? Okay. We'll open up the line to you and see if we have one willing worker who will do that. Anybody?
Ambassador Johnson, you asked us to bring our oil and our water today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, waiting for my oil to be blessed.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll take time. Let me see here. Just a minute, everybody. Let's do it this way. Let's get about three or four prayer requests, and then I'll pray here for the oil, and the water at the end here. All right. Anyone have a prayer request? Who would take those prayer requests? And then we'll pray for that very the close about just before we leave today.
This is Sister Riley, area code 7.
All right, Sister Riley.
And I'll take those prayer requests.
Get about 3 or 4 prayer, special prayer requests.
I do have a prayer request also. I'm asking you all to please pray for my daughter-in-law. I requested prayer for her before. Has breast cancer. They removed, they thought, they did have a lumpectomy where they removed, and they thought they had gotten everything, but it didn't happen. It got infected, and it just will not heal. And she's had quite a few complications, and they had rushed her to the hospital last night. So I'm asking for your prayers. And at this time, the prayer line is open for anyone else.
Let's stop right now. Sister Riley, let's pray. Get prayer for that young lady. I mean, many women on the line can feel her pain more than a man can. But I feel that pain. And so I know somebody really wants to pray for her. Amen. Get prayer for her, Sister Riley.
I'll pray for her.
All right.
Father God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning in behalf of Sister Robin, our daughter, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, we ask God to touch her body, Father, right now, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And Father, we know that you are the healer, Father God. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing you cannot do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to send his anointing to this family and to this woman of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God is telling her to just trust him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and Father
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, if anybody else on this prayer line, they're going through cancer or anything, Lord, we ask God to bless them also. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ask God to just bless and bless, and we just thank him for joining in the name of Jesus, Lord. And whatever it caused this problem, Father God, we ask God to correct it right now in the name of Jesus. And we give him, God, all the praise, the hallelujah, and all the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mrs. Raleigh.
Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for that prayer. At this time, is there another prayer request?
This is because I have pains in my body and soreness. I like that president, please. In my head. I've got it, my whole body's bothering me this morning.
I couldn't quite hear that, but I think it sounded like with Sister Peterson, and you're having pains in your body. Is that correct? Hello?
Okay.
Was that Sister Peterson?
Yes.
Okay, we're having pain in your body, right? Okay, so we have a prayer request from Sister Peterson. Requesting prayer for pain in her body. Is there another one?
Yes, this is Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm calling for a request for Bridget Stokes that has an aneurysm. I haven't heard from her over in the night, but they did hold her over in the hospital until this morning. But we are looking forward to hearing from her and looking for God to deliver. And, continue to pray for Bridget Stokes and her family.
Okay, thank you. And I didn't get your name again. I don't know if something is breaking up. I didn't get the name.
Mother Wilson, I'm
Mother Wilson. From Memphis, Tennessee, is requesting prayer for Bridget Stokes. I believe
yes.
She had an aneurysm.
In her stomach.
In her stomach.
Thank you, sir. There's 2 prayer requests. You said get 4?
No, let's put those 2 pray for.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to pray for those 2 requests? Mother Peterson with pains in her body and Mother Wilson requesting prayer for
her name. Bridget Stokes.
Bridget Stokes that had an aneurysm. And I believe she's in the hospital right now, she said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on, saints.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Smith, and I will take that request. Amen. And I'm going to start with Mother Peterson. Mother Peterson, if you would just repeat after me. Get out, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you all. Just pray with us. In the name of Jesus. Of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We pray a prayer over you right now that we touch the hem of his garment and unite together with faith, oh God, according to your word, that whatever we ask in your name, that you would do it, oh Father. And right now, we believe you, oh God, that by your stripes, she's healed. So right now, devil, you are lying. You are trespassing. You have no jurisdiction over this great woman of God's body. And we find the right now. We need to get out. Jesus, just one word, by his stripes, woman of God, you are healed. By your words, you're justified, and by your words, you are condemned. And out of your mouth, life and death is in the power of your tongue. For from right now, you just be God of healing, and there is no place for the devil. I thank God for the healing. Change that road. In the name of Jesus, and praise God, we touch you, man, oh God, for the woman of God that's in the house. And you are God that sits high and low. You're the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. And you are a healer. You are a deliverer right now. God is the balm of Gilead in a hospital room. To the passage where blood is being clogged that causes aneurysm. We go right to the root. Process right now in the name of Jesus. And as believers all over the land, 9 million people are joining together. And you said, but where two or three are gathered, you in the name, you will be in the midst. So Jesus is all we call. Jesus, heal right now. Jesus, touch her right now. And we declare it. We declare it so, and we stand on it, and it will not be any other way. We're not going to. How it's fixed, we just speak a word, and it is done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, Dr. Johnson, you said how many more? About one more?
Let's get a couple three. More. We got time for a couple more.
Okay.
Good morning, Sister Riley.
My request.
Yes, good morning, Sister Riley. I just want to jump back in. Good morning. So good to hear your voice. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. I have not got a prayer request in. No. For my husband, I am praying for the medication in his face for this month of August. We're coming to an end. I want to ask for healing while the virtue is going through the line and we're connecting and praying for one for another, that God will look to touch my husband's face. And I'm also requesting a word from the Lord concerning employment. Love you.
All right, thank you, Sister Charlotte Gray, for that request. Is there another?
Yes, this is Ambassador Lake Bernita, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my mother. We have been to emergency twice on this week, and I heard one of the saints say that God healed her from acid reflux, and I'm praying that God will do the same for my mother. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Bernita, for that request. Is there another?
Thank God. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I'm requesting prayer for one of our church mothers, Mother Pearl Hubbard. She had surgery, and I'm requesting prayer that God deliver, that God completely heal her.
Thank you, Mother Digby, for that request. There's three. Sister Charlotte Gray requesting prayer for her husband, I believe, and Sister Renita requesting prayer for her mother, and Sister Digby, well, Mother Digby, is requesting prayer for Sister Herbert. Can we have someone to pray for those requests?
Good morning, saints.
Well, can we get someone to pray for those three prayer requests?
Yes, I'll pray.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now again in behalf of Sister Gray, her husband. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know you are the healer. You heal all diseases, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know all about this man of God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he didn't want us to teach you. Trust in the Lord. I hear Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord all thy ways and lay not to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge him. He'll direct our paths. So Father God, direct our paths this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you. We know that you are a healer. It's not what the doctors say, Father God, it's what you say. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to heal.
face, Father God. In the name of Jesus, touch his body, Father, from crown his head to the sole of his feet. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just believe that he is healed, and we claim it now, right now, and by faith in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Father God and Sister Bernita's mother, Father, not heard this song for her. What God has for you, it is for you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to touch her mother. In the name of Jesus, Lord, raise her up and bless her, Father God. We speak a divine healing inside her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know every organ, Father God. We ask God to line up, let it line up with the word, the way he has created and made her. In the name of Jesus, Father God, she's a special woman, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask God to continue and touch her body, heal her inside and out, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, we claim blessings for everybody on this prayer line today, and we claim it by faith in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
That was wonderful. Wonderful. All right, Sister Riley, thank you so much. You want to get some more prayer requests? That'd be all right.
Okay. Okay, we have time for more prayer requests. Is there anyone that have a request this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Jolene Garnett requesting prayer for the shedding and for all the leaders. A lot of the leaders is being discouraged and they're being taken down. And pray much for Jolene Garnett. That's my request.
Thank you, Sister Garnett, for that prayer request. Is there another one with a prayer request?
This is Lady Guy in Florida. I'm requesting prayer for Dr. Johnson and his whole entire family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lady
Guy. That's good, Sister Riley. Why don't you just go ahead and get one? All right.
This is Sister Lucille. I have an unspoken request. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Lucille.
Get prayer for those.
Is there someone that would like to pray for those requests? Sister Jolene Garnett is requesting prayer for herself and for the leaders. And Sister Guy is requesting prayer. Is there one that would like to pray for those requests?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now we ask God to we request a precious prayer for Sister Lucy, or Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask God, whatever the problem is, condition, and situation, Father, even through her finances, Lord. Father God, we ask God to bless her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, anybody she requests a prayer for, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to touch them also. Touch their body, Father. Give them strength and energy in the body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus. And Sister Garnett, you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to bless you. We're asking God to touch all the people that are sick and shut in the accommodation home, those that are in the hospital, sick and shut in everywhere, Father God. We know, Father, you are everywhere. You are here. You are there. You're everywhere, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask God to lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their bodies, Father God, inside and out, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to raise them up, Father God, and put them in leadership position, Father God. And we will give you all the praise and the glory, Father God. And Sister Guy that requests the prayer, Lord, we ask God in the name of Jesus, we ask God to bless it. Bless her also, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask God to even also lift up Sister God today in the name of Jesus. And the prayer request that she made, Father God. Touch her, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you all the praise and glory, Father, in this prayer, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for it, and we thank him for the healing. In Jesus' name we pray right now. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you.
Dr. Johnson, do you want us to go further? I believe we missed one request. I was going to include that with Sister Lucille. I didn't forget you, Sister Lucille. But
go ahead and pray for her.
I think that we pray for Mother Hubbard. I think Sister Digby